done that. I think physically we have to be very careful and challenge our bodies with the loads of gravity and get our muscles and bones back in such a way that we get our strength returned to us, but we don't hurt ourselves in the process. It takes a few weeks to a few months. Over. We do something like a sponge bath. We use pretty much just 100 mils of water each day to wipe down our bodies after exercise. And you can stay surprisingly clean up here anyway. You don't get very dirty in space. Over. Rowan, the answer is yes to both. I love flying in zero-G. I love being three-dimensional. It's just an incredible experience, and you can move heavy things all day and not be sore at the end of the day. But I also know that I live on a 1G planet, and that is my home, and I want to get back to that as well. Over. Pressurized spacesuits are a little bit uncomfortable to wear, but not nearly as uncomfortable as being in a vacuum without a pressurized spacesuit. Over. Body gets used to weightless environments. Different systems take different amounts of time to get used to it. I would say that I thought I was used to it after about a week, and then after about 2 weeks, I thought I was really used to it, and after about 6 weeks, I realized I was even more used to it. And I would say after 3 months, I had the kind of the 3D spatial mapping and the balance between my diet and my exercise that made me really adapted to it. So I would say for me about 3 months for a complete adaptation. Over. Overall, the average is about 5.5 hours for both the U.S. and the Russian side. So some are short, some are longer. I think my commander and I, Gennady, set the record for the shortest spacewalk on record that didn't involve a suit failure. That was 12 minutes, and some of our friends here recently went to 7 hours and 50-something minutes. So somewhere in the middle of about that 5.5 hours. Over. There's nothing physically uncomfortable up here. I think the most uncomfortable thing for us is more psychological and being away from our families. Over. Great question. As you may know, I'm a medical doctor, and I'm trained in internal and space medicine, and I actually helped to put together some of the medical system up here. We're ready to respond to acute illnesses and injuries with what we have, and if it gets beyond us, we might have to return someone to work. But for the most part, the things that we see up here, we're able to treat. Over. That's a great question. We get small volumes, and I think about 2.5 or 3 kilograms of personal items, and so I brought things for family and friends. It is a small number, about 20 things for myself and my friends, and these are photographs and mementos. And then for certain institutions, schools, and universities that I've been to, I brought things for them, which I will then return to them after having them certified as flying in space. Over. There is actually a small library up here of hard copy books, but these days most of us bring electronic media, books and movies, either on iPod formats or just electronic book formats. Over. Chosen martial art is Aikido. We spend a lot of time developing balance and motion control, and I think that benefited me quite a lot. Even though we depend on weight to throw our opponents up here, the center of mass is still the same, and we use that to govern our motion control and our load handling. So I think that actually helps quite a bit. Over. Allows us to take big and sophisticated payloads and put them outside to an airlock without having to do a shuttle mission at the time, or without having to do a spacewalk at the time. There's an airlock in that Japanese module, so we can put something out on the front porch and expose it to the conditions that we really want to study. And that includes vacuum and the radiation environments and the monatomic oxygen and direct sunlight radiation. And all those things are very important for us to study. Over.